AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. So call 342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 7th of September. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Monica Schmidt. Monica is the lead organizer for the Flint Hills, a Relay for Life of the Flint Hills Luminaria Ceremony that will be coming up this Saturday evening at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. Monica, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good. How are you?
Good.
Outstanding. Well, obviously, we talked here recently about the schedule and plan adjustments here, but it sounds like you're ready to go here for Saturday evening.
Yes, we are ready to go. It will be this Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. And we ask everybody to enter off of 12th Avenue, and then we will direct you to parking. So we'll have a short little ceremony, including a reading of luminaria names. We do have shirts for all of our survivors that have been donated by the station there in town. And so we're pleased that we're able to offer those this year to survivors, as I know last year wasn't ideal. And then we'll have a little track set up of the luminaries for people to drive through after the ceremony.
All right. So can we still get a luminary?
Yes, it is not too late. To get a luminary, either contact any Relay for Life member. You can go onto our Facebook page, which is Relay for Life of the Flint Hills, Kansas, and send me a message on there, and I can get you connected. Or you can go to our website. The easiest way to get to our website would be to go to acsevents.org, and then you'll have to search for our local event by just hitting the big purple button saying join this relay, and then just put in our zip code and it'll take you directly to our website, and then you can purchase one from there as well.
We'll see how that works. I need to buy one today, so
okay.
If I can get that taken care of.
Yes. Or you can email our local Relay for Life email, which I can provide that to you. I believe you have that as well, Ron.
Okay.
Good enough. Monica, let's also talk about the auction items that are up and rolling as well.
Yes. So starting today, we have an online auction, as we've had very generous donations for some of those baskets. If you go to our Facebook page, again, Relay for Life of the Flint Hills, Kansas, and then there's an event, which is called the Relay for Life of the Flint Hills Online Auction. All of our baskets will be posting on there today. You just need to comment what your bid is. And then come Friday at 5 p.m., whoever has the highest bid will be notified for their basket and a way to pay. And then people are able to pick up their baskets either later Friday evening or Saturday at the event.
All right, and I know you wanted to take a moment this morning, Monica, and thank your sponsors.
Yes, we've had a lot of generous sponsors, and since we were unable to provide them on our T-shirts this year, we wanted to just give them a thank you. So I'm just going to read through them here pretty quickly. There are quite a few, so I'll try not to take too much time here. But
you're fine.
Affordable Room Groups, Ameriprise Financial, Brown Shoe Fit, Charlie's Place, Citizens State Bank, Clark Carpet and Tile, Clint Boyer Autoplex, Coldwell Banker, Doug Schmidt Construction LLC, Dynamic Disc, Dynamic Nails, Edward Jones, Eck Real Estate, Emporia Family Dental Care, Emporia Presbyterian Manor, Gambino's Pizza, Harry & Lloyd's, Hartford State Bank, Kansas Farm Bureau, Lesler Oil Company, Lyon County State Bank, Malone Dental, Miller Elevator Incorporated, Modern Air Conditioning Incorporated, Newman Regional Health, Next Tech Wireless, Old Rum, Panhandle Eastern Pipeline Company, Portal Cattle Company, PT Associates of Emporia, Quick Lane, Redding Grain and Lumber, Riverside Garden, Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, Sonic, Bengals, Sutherland's, Sweet Granada, Thompson Family Dental, Waters, Wellness Tree Care Incorporated, Williams Automotive Incorporated, Wright CPA Group, and then if we've received any within yesterday or this morning, I do not have those yet, so I'd like to thank you all as well. And then I want to thank KVOE as well for giving us this time on air and for helping us advertise our event.
We're here for you. We love to do it.
And we
hope it's a great ceremony coming up. We know how important this is, raising money for the American Cancer Society. And again, Monica, where do proceeds go?
So proceeds go a few different places. Some go to research, which has been more than $5 billion since 1946. And we also have education programs for patients and their caregivers to help them in the fight against cancer. Most of that is on a website called cancer.org is where we post all the educational material to. We advocate at the local, state, and national levels on the importance of research and funding. And then we have a 24/7 helpline that patients or their caregivers can call at any time to talk to a person on there about what they're going through or anything, their needs. We have a Road to Recovery program, which provides free rides to appointments and treatments for those going through cancer right now. And we've had 9.5 million free rides to cancer patients since 2005. And then we have the Hope Lodge, which provides clean, safe, and a comfortable place to stay for those going through cancer treatments right now and their caregivers. And so far, we've provided more than 6 million free nights for lodging since 1970. So those are where all of the funds go to that we raise at our event.
Yeah, it really has a great local touch. This is Relay for Life of the Flint Hills. They've had to condense things to the drive-in luminaria ceremony this Saturday night due to pandemic issues, and we certainly understand that. But we have all been touched by cancer in one form or another, whether it be a family member, friends. We've all had to deal with it in some fashion or form, and the fight continues for research and to help those who are stricken with this terrible disease. The fight goes on, and we certainly hope we have a great fundraising weekend for Relay for Life of the Flint Hills, their drive-in luminaria ceremony, coming up Saturday evening, 8 p.m., Lyon County Fairgrounds. Anything else, Monica?
Nope, that is it. I want to just say thank you to the community, and thank you for all your support, and we hope to see you on Saturday.
All right, have a great day, Monica.
Thanks, Monica.
Thank you, you too.
All right, that is Relay for Life for the Flint Hills organizer, Monica Schmitz, on our primetime Newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the morning show, and specifically the Newsmaker segments, this week is full, and next week is starting to fill. So give us a call at 342-1400 or email kvue at kvue.com. Tomorrow we will be looking out to November. Steve Harmon joins us to talk about Freedom Fest.
Here we go. Yeah, and we're going to be hitting that to hard and heavy very soon, because we're a proud sponsor of that big event coming up November 6th, which really isn't that far away.
It seems like it, but it'll get here quick.
Our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. KVOE Live and Local, 730, 68 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
There was no automated trash East Side Recycling Service.